thank the representative of the Russian Federation for his statement. Does any other delegation wish to take the floor on the draft agenda? In this case, may I take it that the conference is ready to adopt the draft agenda as contained in document CD/WP.665, together with the statement that I have just read out? It is so decided. Now I would like to address requests from the states, not members of the conference, who wish to participate in its work during the 2025 session. It is my intention to circulate a list containing all such requests received by the Secretariat as of 10 a.m. today. In fact, I think a list is being sent out as we speak, for consideration at our plenary meeting on Thursday, 23 January. This will provide all member states a full 48 hours to consider the list and to consult as needed with their capitals. Any subsequent requests from non-member states will be similarly put forward at least 48 hours in advance of its consideration by the conference. Does any delegation wish to request the floor? Distinguished colleagues, I will now provide the conference an overview of my efforts regarding a draft decision on the work of the conference for the 2025 session. Taking into account the desire to seek continuity in the work of the conference and recalling the recommendations of the reports of the subsidiary bodies on their work during the 2024 session, CD 2392, CD 2393, CD 2394, and CD 2395, and CD 2396. I have been consulting widely on a draft decision on the work of the conference for its 2025 session. Based upon these consultations, it is my intention to circulate this week draft decision for consideration by the conference at a subsequent plenary meeting to be announced in due course. This draft decision would re-establish the subsidiary bodies with the mandate contained in decision CD/2390 so that they may resume their work, and which would reappoint the coordinators as contained in decision CD/2391. So that they may continue their functions. The draft decision also contains a timetable specifying the meetings of each of the subsidiary bodies, taking into account the proposal that each body hold 5 or 6 meetings. I wish to stress that in order to be able to accommodate 6 meetings for each subsidiary body within the time allotted to the conference in 2025, we will need to adopt the decision by no later than the end of next week. I thank all delegations for their constructive participation in these consultations and kindly request your continued efforts as we collectively worked to adopt a decision that will allow us to begin our substantive work as expeditiously as possible this year. In the meantime, pursuant to the recommendations contained in the reports of the subsidiary bodies of the 2024 session, I wish to inform you that the coordinators appointed pursuant to decision CD/2391 remain available for informal bilateral consultations with interested member states upon their request on the organizational and substantive aspects of the possible future work of the subsidiary bodies consistent with rules of procedure.